The United Nations, or UN, is asking for $22 billion to provide life-saving help for nearly 93 million people worldwide. The UN made the request on Monday to international donors. The request says the donations would go to helping the most vulnerable people in 33 countries. UN officials say the world is facing its biggest humanitarian crisis since World War II. They say more than 128 million people are in need of urgent support. The people are said to be victims of conflict, displacement, and natural disasters. Of this number, UN officials are requesting money to help the individuals most severely in need of life-saving assistance. Stephen O'Brien is the UN's Under Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs. He says the donations will make a big difference in the lives of tens of millions of people. O'Brien said the money will be used for life-saving food assistance to people close to starvation in areas including the Lake Chad Basin and South Sudan. The donations will also help people in other countries.
It will provide protection for the most vulnerable people in Syria, in Iraq, and in Yemen. And it will enable education for children whose schooling is disrupted by El Nino, among many other responses.
The crisis in Syria is the United Nations' biggest humanitarian concern. The UN plans to help nearly 13 million Syrians who are displaced within the country or living as refugees in neighboring countries. O'Brien says humanitarian assistance is only a temporary solution. He told VOA that a political solution is the only thing that will end the suffering in Syria. He noted that the Syrian conflict is more than 5 years old.
Humanitarians can do no more than fill the gaps of people who either need food or shelter or medicines or treatments or evacuation or who need access to water and sanitation and hygiene and other non-food items in order simply to survive.
In addition to Syria, UN officials said that Yemen, South Sudan, and Nigeria are among the countries with the greatest humanitarian needs. They have had large displacements of people inside and outside their borders. The United Nations noted that about 1.2 million people have fled South Sudan, making this the biggest refugee movement in Africa. 80% of those who fled are women and children. I'm Alice Bryant.